Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio and I'm Nia Kaysen. Olivia Véran is due to speak today after the Defence Council to announce the new measures put in place in the territory to fight against the fifth wave of COVID-19. Several suggestions have already been made, such as opening the booster dose to all adults and reducing the delay from 6 to 5 months. The validity of the PCR tests will also be shortened to 24 hours instead of 72 hours. In Martinique, protests are not weakening against the health pass. Demonstrators installed roadblocks on the main roads on Wednesday evening. This mobilization has become violent in some neighborhoods. A meeting between union representatives, the prefect, and the president of the territorial community of Martinique is scheduled today. 27 immigrants died yesterday when their boat sank whilst trying to reach the UK. Among them, men, women, but also children. 4 smugglers were arrested by the police. Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin visited the site. A consultation meeting with 8 ministers is scheduled for today. Jean Castex announced new measures to fight violence against women. 1,000 accommodation places will be made available as of next year, and the Grand Danger telephone system will be put in place with 5,000 new devices. The Nutut collective is organising several events across the country. On this occasion, the government has launched the Plainte hors les murs system, which should allow victims of domestic violence to contact a third party. Parliament has validated the inflation allowance of 100 euros. This is planned by the government to fight against rising prices, especially energy, and concerns 38 million French people. The cheque will be distributed at the end of next month for people who receive less than 2,500 euros salary. You've been listening to The Morning News, and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.